Quarterbacks are often on the move in the offseason, and there's going to be another carousel that'll see quarterbacks landing in new places. But where will they land? We'll talk about all the veterans that could be in the free agency market or in the trade market for NFL teams. We'll also talk about the last two coaching spots available and who might fill them, as well as our reactions to the recent hirings for the different teams. I'm Chris Carter with your boy Q here on the Friday episode of the Locked On NFL podcast. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On NFL, your daily NFL podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome back to the Friday edition of the Locked On NFL podcast. I'm Chris Carter. He's your boy Q. We're your hosts of Locked On Steelers and Locked On Raiders, hosting another Friday episode here on Locked On NFL, where you can find on all podcasting platforms, but especially on YouTube. If you're enjoying this video on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to this channel to get all of our daily content. We got a lot of different shows that go to this channel. Today's episode is brought to you by LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find candidates that you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. Q, how was your week, good sir? I heard you were at the Shrine Bowl.
Man, it's been a busy week. Everything is going on in Las Vegas, right? The Shrine Bowl is going on. The Pro Bowl activities are going on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man. I mean, we talk about the offseason, but is there really an offseason? It's just like the NFL keeps churning out information and news and highlights and lowlights, and it's just a lot of things going on. So it's exciting times, man, and being here in Vegas to be able to cover it all is a whole lot of fun.
Certainly. That's the one thing that's great about covering the NFL is that you're never out of things to talk about because there's always something to talk about. They have mastered that art. Knowing that, though, let's talk about one of the conversations that's going to continue until we start to see free agency hires in this offseason, and that's the quarterback carousel that's coming. Now,
please,
it happens every
year. Please, please. This is the conversation of all conversations. I feel like I have this conversation in my sleep. Oh, man. Let's get it, man. Let's get this conversation.
No, absolutely.
I'm a master of this one by now.
The Raiders, but that's the thing. You in Las Vegas, you got to be in the center of it because Derek Carr is going to be one of the biggest names as far as wondering where he's going to move on. In fact, at the Pro Bowl, when they were like done doing dodgeball or something, he was like, yeah, I wouldn't mind going to somewhere that's not as hot. And I was like, why are we saying this right now? Like, what? Who's out here? Like you know, trying to like put that information in the streets while like a dodgeball game is going on.
Let me tell you, man. Let me tell you something. It is so bizarre. You want to talk about the NFL? The NFL is a machine for a reason. They made Derek Carr earlier in the week a Pro Bowler. He's in for Joe Burrow. Tyler Huntley is also a Pro Bowler, so take that for what it's worth. But they made Derek Carr a Pro Bowler for the fourth time in his career, which is great. But as I mentioned, all the activity is here in Vegas. So he is back at the Raiders facility on Thursday going through, like you said, dodgeball, going through all the drills, winning the precision passing drill, all that in his former practice facility. Is just so bizarre. It's awkward. Weird. I mean, shout out to him. But think about this. How often is a Pro Bowl quarterback available, right? I mean, this guy is a Pro Bowler for the fourth time now, and he's available for any of the 31 teams in the league that aren't named the Las Vegas Raiders. It's just so wild, man.
It is wild. And it's also wild because it's like we know that he's on the move. Like he's issued a goodbye letter. The Raiders are like, yeah, that's done. Like this is such a bizarre situation. And at the same time, like, you know, he's not like the superstar quarterback like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. And we'll get to Rodgers in a bit here, who can often command their way into the situation that they want to be in. But let's talk about where him and some other quarterbacks that are going to be on this carousel might end up. We're looking at teams across the NFL that are probably going to be looking for a quarterback. You look at the Jets in the AFC East with their situation with Zach Wilson. More on that later. Of course, we brought up the Raiders because Derek Carr's leaving the Raiders. But teams like the Panthers. Could the Packers be looking for one if Aaron Rodgers move on? Or even if he does, would they stick with Jordan Love? The Buccaneers with Tom Brady's retirement. Yeah. The Saints because they're just in that kerfuffle right now. The Colts, because they always seem to want an old quarterback, lining up there. The Texans now with DeMeco Ryans as the head coach. The Commanders with their situation. Where do people move around here? Q, you've been the person who's been on the ground in Las Vegas. Is there a place that you think that is going to favor Derek Carr as far as a landing spot?
Yeah, there's two spots that I really like. One I like more than the other, and I'm going to start with that, the Saints. I think the Saints would be a good spot, and I know Jeremy Fowler from ESPN has been reporting that they're somewhat interested. Dennis Allen was Derek Carr's coach when he first came into the league in 2014, so there's the connection there. But Chris, I'm going to throw this out there as just a kind of an asterisk and just pay attention to see if something could shake out. What about Derek Carr and the 49ers?
Whoa.
I mean, just think about that. He's a West Coast guy. He's a guy that obviously has been spent plenty of time in the Bay Area. Trey Lance is coming off injury, and Brock Purdy is injured, right? He's going to be out for quite a while. Tom Brady is retired. Aaron Rodgers said he's not going to San Francisco. What if? Just what if? Like I said, just throwing it out there. What if Derek Carr ended up in San Francisco with all those weapons and that really good defense? I think you got a recipe for success right there.
So that would be interesting. Derek Carr, currently next year at 32 years old, is a, as is on the Raiders right now, would be a $34.8 million cap hit. If he was to be moved, the Raiders would only have to eat about $5.6 million of that contract. So they, again, they're in the prime position to trade him. The Niners then would be taking on about $29.2 million in salary cap space. And that, of course, will get renegotiated and worked out on their end.
But and I honestly think he's going to get released. I don't even think he's going to get traded. I think next week.
You don't think it's going to be a trade. It's going to be a straight up cut.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to.
All right.
They got that February 15th hard date that they have to make a move by. And he said he's not going to push back that trade deadline. And obviously, the league year doesn't start till March 15th. So I think next week when we're at Radio Row for Super Bowl, I think you'll hear Derek Carr gets released. If not sooner than that. That's just my gut feeling.
That could be very interesting to see, certainly. That it makes sense if Derek Carr, because then he would have the power to choose where he wants to go instead of trying to, you know, having to hope that things work out between the right teams to get the right moves or anything like that. That does make sense. But if you're looking at the Niners right now, they're a team, and I don't know the entire makeup of their roster and how they can free it up, and teams can always maneuver the cap as they will, but they have $8.2 million under the cap right now, and they're a team that is built very strong on a lot of veterans who they brought in, and they're paying a good amount of money. You look at Trent Williams, look at Arik Armstead, Fred Warner, George Kittle, Nick Bosa, Charvarius Ward, Christian McCaffrey, all those guys, Deebo Samuel, a lot of these guys are costing them a good money against the cap. I'm not so sure who they let go of that frees up space to go get a Derek Carr right now. Because if I'm Derek Carr, whereas I do want to go somewhere I can win, but I also want to get paid.
Right, right. I it's just one of those, you know, like you said, teams could do what they want to do. If they need to get a guy under the cap, they can get him under the cap. I just think it'd be an interesting and not a far relocation for him and his family. And he's very interested in winning, and that would be a location he can go to and win. And like I said, have a defense, a running game.
But what do you even start though? Because you got Brock Purdy and Trey Lance, the two young kids
they
want to promote.
Purdy's got a torn UCL. He's going to be out at least 6 months. So that's, I mean, he's done. He's not going to play this upcoming year.
Well, if Trey Lance is supposed to be back, and he's the guy they picked, what, in the top five?
He's coming off of a major surgery that he's still rehabbing. So, you know, and what do you have in Trey Lance? Do you know what you have in Trey Lance?
You don't know what you have in Trey Lance.
I'm just saying. Point. Like I said, I feel like the Saints make more sense because of the need. The need is, I think, greater, and the connection with Dennis Allen. But again, just for S's and giggles, I think that the 49ers would be an interesting little location.
That would be an interesting location for them. You know, I'd wonder if different teams, you know, which different team could want them. You know, the Texans could be an interesting landing spot for Derek Carr as a veteran who'd come to. The Texans have plenty of cap space right now. They have, you know, they're going to be able to use some draft picks to make moves. They're going to be able to kind of put things in place. D'Amico Ryans could come in and be like, hey, I'm working with a veteran quarterback while I'm trying to fix everything else that's wrong with this roster right now. That could be an interesting spot. But Derek Carr's not the only one who's going to be on the move. Who are the other guys? We'll go over those guys in just a little bit here on the Locked On NFL podcast. So stay tuned. We're going to go over, is your quarterback going to be on the move? Because some of these guys we're talking about are actually on the rosters, on current rosters right now. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, we got to talk to you guys about our sponsors at LinkedIn. LinkedIn, of course, is the number one place that people go to look for jobs. So if you're looking to hire people, it's the number one place for employers to go find their newest hires. Every day, there's millions of people that are looking at LinkedIn. This is your chance to go find someone find them faster for free. All you have to do is go to LinkedIn Jobs and create a job post profile in minutes. And then LinkedIn Jobs will help you reach out to your network and beyond to over 810 million people, the world's largest professional network at LinkedIn. Then all you have to do is add your job, add the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. And then that spreads the word that you're hiring so that your network can help you find the right people that you want to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates that you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Back here in the Locked On NFL podcast, I'm Chris Carter. He's your boy Q. We're breaking things down here on the Friday edition of the show. Q, let's go over some of these other guys. Derek Carr is like the obvious one who made some noise at the Pro Bowl games. But where does Jimmy Garoppolo land? Because he's another guy that, you know, he's clearly I think he fits what the Niners needed, because he was a guy that he wasn't going to necessarily win you too many games, but he wasn't going to lose you too many games. And I think that was a nice thing. But what other team could use a veteran quarterback like him on their roster that's currently looking for a guy?
Well, I know that the Jets are going to swing for the fences. They're going to try to go all in and get Aaron Rodgers, as they should, right? I mean, every team that needs a quarterback should say that guy is at the top of their list. But I think that ultimately the Jets end up with Jimmy G. That's just my gut feeling. I think that he ends up there. I know that the Raiders will probably have some interest. I think that they should reach for swing for the fences and try to get Aaron Rodgers as well. I think that the Raiders will have some interest in Jimmy G. But the thing about it is, with Tom Brady retiring, and of course there's so much money and assets that you have to give up to go get Aaron Rodgers, whoever gets him, I think that Jimmy G is going to have a few different teams that are going to be bidding for him, right? Carolina could be a team that's looking for him. Atlanta could be a team that's looking for him, unless they are in love with Desmond Ridder, which I don't see that. You mentioned Houston before when you were talking about D.C., but I ultimately think it boils down to the Jets. I think the Jets are the team that makes the most sense. He has a lot of ties within the Jets organization with a lot of former 49er staffers. So I think that, you know, they kind of know what he's able to bring to the table, and he's not, to me, I'm not a big Jimmy G guy because his availability, a lot of times he's injured. I mean, the last three seasons, he's been injured each and every year, but a lot of people trust in him as a veteran quarterback to go out there and just do what he's supposed to do. Like you said, not win you a bunch of games, but he's not going to lose you a bunch of games either. Again, I'm not a big Jimmy G guy fan at all because of the availability, but I know teams are going to – they're probably going to start bidding for his services. So I think ultimately, if the Jets don't get Rodgers, they're going to end up with Jimmy G.
I that makes a lot of sense. But let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Does he just stay in Green Bay? Because we've done this dance a couple times now. This isn't this
every
isn't
year new. We like, do this dance, Chris.
It's every year.
Do a little dance. This time, we shake a little love.
Go back to
get down tonight. Get down tonight.
But I can't stand you.
Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight. I'm just saying. That's what we do every year.
Are you done?
Nah, I'm never done, man. Look, don't make Jerry Jones make another appearance.
Hey, Chris.
Yo, Chris. Say,
you hate
Chris.
Aaron Rodgers.
Make a little
seriously,
love.
We do this every year. Yeah. Like, I appreciated Tom Brady when he did his retirement video that he posted up on the beach. He's like, I'm not going to do the speech thing. I only get one of those. I'm out. Right. And I was just like, I respect that.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, though, every year, I don't know. Could I go?
Right.
I'm going to make $50 million here next year.
You know what's
Maybe
interesting,
I
though?
I don't want to do that.
You know what's interesting? And Jeremy Fowler said that this morning on ESPN, and I'm a big Jeremy Fowler guy. He's really pretty spot on with what he says. He said that because of that little song and dance that Aaron Rodgers does every year, that teams may be able to negotiate with the Packers on less compensation that we all believe it's going to take to get him because, you know, make it maybe conditional picks. Like, okay, this is what we'll give if he plays 1 year, or this is what we'll give if he plays 2 years, right? It could be a conditional thing because you just don't know with Aaron Rodgers. So I thought that was an interesting little nugget that could play a part in teams trying to acquire him.
Aaron Rodgers has $59.4 million in guaranteed salary coming up next season.
Yep.
Now, for the Packers, he's a $31.6 million cap hit because of how money's been moved around and such. But they'd have to do some financial maneuvering to make this work, because if they were to let him go like in a trade, there'd have to be some reworking of his contract, because the way that it's set up, it would destroy them. And the thing is, like, that number keeps going up over the next years. He's $40 million in 2024, $59 million in 2025. But again, how many songs and dances can we go through with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers? Are the Packers just tired of it? Like, if you're management, you're just like, come on, man. Like, we just want to focus on building the roster.
Well, this is what they did with Brett Favre, too. Remember, at some point, they got tired of the whole Brett Favre song and dance every year. Finally, it was like, hey, dude, are you retiring or not?
And I feel it. But here's the one thing. With Brett Favre, one, you were very confident in Aaron Rodgers coming up behind him. And you were definitely tired. But also, Brett Favre, was he winning MVPs that late in his career? Because Aaron Rodgers just won one last year.
Right.
So if Brett Favre, I think Brett Favre might have even been in a worse negotiating spot than Aaron Rodgers is now, whereas Aaron Rodgers still plays like an MVP quarterback when he wants to. And I think that's the problem, is when he wants to.
Right.
If you're the Packers, do you have that much faith in Jordan Love to maybe you get rich three times in a row and just finding your franchise quarterback? Or do you feel stuck to this guy? Or do you say, you know what, this is someone else's problem. We just want to get this money off the books. Who wants him? You know, we won't ask for too much. Just get his salary cap off our hands. I'm of the opinion. This is just a whole ruse. We're going to do this thing. We're going to talk about this thing for two, three months.
Right.
And then he's back with the Packers anyway. And then he's going to be complaining that his receivers don't know his hand signals when he doesn't show up to practices.
I think that he does end up changing locations. I think it's going to boil down to the Jets and the Raiders. I think that the Jets are probably the leaders in the clubhouse. But I think that the Raiders are going to make a play for him.
I see what you're doing here, Q. You can't hide from me. Well, No. You said the Jets were getting Jimmy G. So now when you say that his top place is going to be the Jets and the Raiders, you just want Aaron Rodgers.
No, I said the Jets would get Jimmy G if they strike out on Aaron Rodgers. Didn't I say that?
But you said you think that they would strike out on Aaron Rodgers, which means you think that we would get Jimmy G, which means you think Aaron Rodgers is going to the Raiders.
Selfishly, I would like to see it. Honestly, selfishly, I'd like to see it because I'd like to see him team up with Davante Adams, and I'd like to see some winning football. I mean, you know, it's a lot more fun to cover a winner. So I would selfishly, I would like to see that. Absolutely. But I do think it boils down to those two teams. I think they're the two most quarterback needy teams in the league that you're going to see a guy change locations. Jets need a quarterback. They actually have a team that's prepared to win right now. The Raiders have some nice offensive weapons, but their defense is terrible. So they got a lot of work to do. I just think, and this is what I've been saying on my podcast, the Raiders have to at least attempt to go get him because they're in Las Vegas. You can't just roll out something that's just something. They've got to have some kind of attraction. Like, this is a entertainment city. There's nothing about Jimmy G as the quarterback of the Raiders that screams entertainment. There's nothing about Jarrett Stidham that screams entertainment. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to have a hook. You've got to have some kind of attraction, or folks won't go. There's too much to do here that you know, besides go sit in a stadium with some guy that you're not really like, great, that's cool. You know, that's the reality of the city of Las Vegas. As much as people don't like to know,
there's too much to do. But it's the same thing with like places like L.A.
Yep.
If you're not winning, L.A. don't care.
Who's going? Exactly. Miami. Everywhere. If you're not winning in Miami, guess what? They're going to go do something else.
New York.
Yes.
It's like, we're here when you win, but when you lose, we got too much other stuff that's going on in these types of cities. So you're right. I think that's interesting about Vegas. And maybe they do make an aggressive play to get him, but I do think the Raiders will be in play here. Let's go over some other names real quick of guys who could end up in different places. Zach Wilson. We're all talking about the Jets here and with the – does he even land anywhere? Like, does someone, like, is he just fizzle out like Josh Rosen did?
It feels like he's on that trajectory, right? But I think that some team and some coach will have an ego and say, you know what, I think I can save him or I could figure him out. But he won't be a guy that they rely on. Like, if the Jets let him go or trade him, whatever the case may be, obviously they'll probably have to trade him, but they'll get some very low draft capital. And someone might say, well, let's try to develop him and see what we got. I don't think Zach Wilson is an NFL quarterback. I didn't think that when he got drafted. We'll see. But some team will pick him up and let him at least sit behind someone for a little while and try to learn. And maybe it's the Jets. Maybe the Jets hold on to him like Robert Saleh says they're going to do. But I would find that hard to believe.
I mean, they benched him twice, and he made comments that it wasn't his fault for game. And I just, they got to move on from there. You and I have not been in the Zach Wilson bandwagon ever since that first tape showed up of him just throwing against air, and everyone's like, oh, my God.
Right.
The last two guys here, Baker Mayfield. Is there a push to put him somewhere after we saw him have the rally with the Rams against the Raiders late in the season this year. You know, he didn't work out with the Panthers. He's already on. This will be his fourth team, you know, wherever he lands. Is there a big landing spot for him? Or is he just going to go somewhere, be a backup, and just kind of just, you know, get the occasional walk out and everyone's like, oh, there's Baker Mayfield whenever his quarterback gets hurt?
I think the Rams are an interesting location, to be honest with you. I think that they
stay there.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because who knows what's going on with Matt Stafford? You know, obviously he ended the season on IR and he had a pretty bad injury. So who knows if he's going to decide that, hey, you know, I got my ring. I've done enough. I've made enough money. This is all good. And he might just decide he wants to walk off into the sunset. He might want to retire, or he might not be able to come back from injury. I mean, he might not be the same guy. I think Baker Mayfield, if he plays his cards right and stays in L.A., that might be a good landing spot for him where he can try to learn under Sean McVay and try to continue to improve his stock. He's still a young dude. He did take Cleveland to the playoffs, but so he's got a little bit under his resume. So maybe staying in the Rams is the best location for Baker.
That would be very interesting. Our last guy here, though, Geno Smith.
Oh, boy.
Does he just stay in Seattle, or does he find a new home after the year that he had?
If I'm Geno, first of all, I'm trying to go to the highest bidder, right? I know that the best location.
This is his ultimate payday.
Right. I know the best location for him would be to stay in Seattle and just continue to ride with the success he had in 2022. But, dog, you only get one opportunity to get that big-time contract, right? Most people only get that one opportunity. Sometimes if you're a really good quarterback, you get multiple contracts, but Geno Smith hasn't been that guy. So I'm selling myself to anyone in the league that wants me, right? And, again, it might only be Seattle that's ponying up some money, but I'm making it sound like my agent is on his job. Like, man, I got about eight teams that are on the hook right now. Seattle, you better come to the front of the church with all the offering money, right? I mean, look, I'm trying to get paid, dog. I don't give a damn. I'm trying to get every dime I can get from whatever team it is. I'll go play in the southern tip of Africa if I'm Geno Smith and they want to pay me, right? I mean, that's just simple as that. Again, I think he ends up back in Seattle because it makes the most sense. But if I'm him and I'm his agent, I'm trying to get paid first and then worry about fit later.
$17.4 million he's made in his career. And he's been in the league since 2013. So, that you know, that's not a whole lot of money.
It's nothing for a quarterback. Yeah,
exactly. So listen, anyone's probably losing. Oh, I'll never make that money. Yes, but you're not a guy who trained all his life to be an NFL superstar and then made it to the league. I agree with you. This man should. He's the comeback player of the year, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's been talking about all the great things he did this year. Now he's going to be like, all right, now pay me. Because I remember Geno Smith on his draft night coming out of West Virginia when he was sitting there looking sad, sitting in the green room, didn't make it in the first round. And then, you know, he got his jaw broken when he was with the Jets. That man has had a long, rough career. It's time for him to get paid for his hard work after putting in some really good numbers with the Seahawks. And who knows, maybe the Seahawks will be that team to give him some good cash. It'll be very interesting to see. We got to switch to the topic to the coaches because there was a recent hire this week that we already talked about on the show with our earlier hosts. But we want to revisit that with Sean Payton to the Broncos. And what are some of the other vacancies and who's going to fill those vacancies? We'll talk about that right here on the Locked On NFL podcast in just a minute. But first, we got to talk to you guys about our great sponsors at TurboTax. Go to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Listen closely. Don't do your taxes at TurboTax because all you'll have to do is meet with an expert and they'll do them for you. TurboTax experts can relieve you from the stress of taxes and file for you so that you can do not taxes. You can show your eyes things that are not taxes. You can unpack a moving box of not taxes. You can taste not taxes. You can sing not taxes a lullaby. You can hope not taxes sleeps through the night. You can grab a saddle and ride not taxes into the sunset. With TurboTax, an expert will do your taxes from start to finish, ensuring your taxes are done right, guaranteed, so you can relax. Feels good to be done with your taxes, doesn't it? Come to TurboTax right now and don't do your taxes. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Intuit, TurboTax full service products only. Video meeting while expert does your taxes required. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Back here on the Locked On NFL podcast, Chris Carter and your boy Q breaking things down. Let's go to the coaching carousel because we at least got one final answer was the Sean Payton sweepstakes. First of all, Q, what did you think of not just Sean Payton getting, you know, landing in Denver, but also the trade to get him in Denver.
You know, I thought it was a good landing spot for Denver. I thought Denver did a good job to get Sean Payton. I always kind of thought that that was a good location because of Russell Wilson being there. And I think that Russell Wilson is better than what we saw in 2022. And if someone's going to be able to get that out of him, I believe it'll be Sean Payton. And I really didn't think that the compensation was as bad as, you know, I even thought it was going to be. I mean, if you remember years ago, John Gruden got traded for what? A couple first round picks, $8 million, a second round pick. I mean, he got really traded for a lot. Like, Al Davis got Tampa Bay for a whole lot. Now, they didn't do a whole lot with it, but they got a lot of compensation return. So I was expecting a little bit more, but, you know, I thought that that was okay. You know, whatever Denver was willing to pay. What I liked about it is that Denver showed that they were willing to do whatever it takes to get the guy that they wanted. And I know there's reports that he wasn't even the first option. They wanted Jim Harbaugh. Okay, well, Jim Harbaugh does the Aaron Rodgers every year. He flirts with the NFL and then goes back to college anyway. So there's that. Maybe they wanted D'Amico Ryans because he's a young up-and-comer. Maybe that's the case. Maybe Sean Payton was option three. But you know what? It was a pretty damn good option. So I think Sean Payton to Denver and teaming up with Russell Wilson, like I said, if anyone's going to demand the respect and make Russell Wilson humble himself and get as much out of him as possible, I believe it'll be Sean Payton.
I just envision Russell Wilson being like Broncos country. Let's ride Sean Payton, just like punch him in the face. Just like, stop it. No, yeah. We're not doing that this
year.
Yeah,
like, shut up.
But yeah. Well, and to further that news, the Broncos, after hiring Sean Payton, requested to interview Brian Flores, who still works for the Steelers, as a potential candidate for their defensive coordinator spot. Now, that's been a question that we've actually been talking about on my show, Locked On Steelers, is can the Steelers keep Brian Flores? Because right now, he's just a senior defensive assistant. Like, he literally just talks to whoever he wants to. Heck, Kenny Pickett said he even worked with him during the year. Yeah. So, like, you know, a guy who was looking like supposed to be a linebacker's coach was kind of getting to do whatever he wanted to do with the Steelers. I'll be very intrigued to see if he goes to the Broncos or if he waits another year and he's waiting for the right head coaching spot to open up before he moves teams there. But let's also talk about some of the other coaching spots right now. D'Amico Ryans goes to Houston.
I love that fit. I love that fit for D'Amico. Former Texan, was drafted by the Texans. And I know they're not a very good team, Chris, but what I love about it is they gave him a 6-year deal, meaning that they're not going to make him a one and done guy like the last two coaches in David Culley and also in Lovie Smith. So I love the fact that they're giving him an opportunity to build that team up because they know that, hey, this is not a very good team. Let's let this guy build. I think that's a good spot.
I know. I agree. And he's a guy who people have kind of, you know, like your man, John McClain.
Yep.
He talked about how, like, when he first met D'Amico Ryans, he was like, man, that guy could someday be a coach. And he was like, I never imagined him coming back to be the coach of the Houston Texans. So that's kind of crazy for him. And I think you're absolutely right. With all the things that the Texans have been one and done with so many coaches and just have, they need someone to clean house. They need someone to create a new direction for them. They're completely, like, you know, the direction they thought they had a few years ago with Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt, it's completely gone. They need that. D'Amico Ryans gets a chance to rebuild, and they need to commit to him. They need to, and I think that that's why they did with that contract, giving him all that money in that many years. I do think it's a chance for him to kind of reset things here. But there's still some spots open right now, and that's the Cardinals and the Colts. Now, both these teams have been looking around. You and I have already talked about, we think that if it's just going to be just Saturday, let's just get it over with in Indianapolis because we're tired of that waiting. But I think the Cardinals are in an interesting spot here. They've interviewed a lot of guys. In fact, they've requested to interview Brian Flores, and that's one of those things. Is would the Cardinals be the spot that he wants to land in? Not so sure, but they've also requested to talk about Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo, and that's a guy who's done some really good jobs over the past year. By the way, I'm sorry. No. We got to go back because, Q, you were roasting me for picking the Bengals last week, and me, by picking the Bengals, they lost yet again. Every time I pick the Bengals, they lose. I give them props and I give them hype, and then you're out here saying, oh, man, Chris, you hate the Bengals. No, I just think that they weren't going to do this. And as soon as I picked them too. All right, I admit – I was wrong. They're this good. No, they're not that good. And they go out and they lose to a one-legged quarterback in the
playoffs. Yeah, that one-legged quarterback's name, Patrick Mahomes. He's pretty stinking good, though.
You know what? He's pretty stinking good, but he was on one leg and he still lost him. And then you pushed him
out
of bounds.
That was the Bengals' defensive coordinator's fault for not attacking him and making him roll out left all game. That's what he should have done, and he did not do that. That was actually bad resume, bad tape for him trying to be a head coach somewhere.
And that's very interesting because I've always thought that Lou Anarumo and what they did scheming-wise has been the biggest reason why the Bengals have won so many big games. You go back, right. You look to that Bills game. They took Josh Allen out of his element. That's why I was so confused. I'm like,
me too.
Why is the heat coming?
Exactly. I was confused by it too. It blew my mind. The whole game plan that the Bengals had going up against Cincinnati or going up against Kansas City just didn't make any sense to me. No rhyme or reason, but there's that. So
there's that. But is Lou Anarumo or who is a favorite that you'd like to see land in Arizona?
I think that it has to be an offensive minded guy because you have Kyler Murray. You've got to figure out what you're going to do with Kyler Murray. I like the idea of Brian Flores, and I know he's not an offensive minded guy, but I like him because he ain't going to take no mess from Kyler Murray.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the one thing I feel like someone needs to spank Kyler Murray, right? I mean, and obviously it's the theatrical way of spanking, not literal. Someone will get mad and be like, you can't touch. I get it. I'm not saying beat him up. I'm just saying they need to check him. They need to check Kyler Murray. And who knows when he's going to come back from his torn ACL. But, man, that guy, he's a special dude. I'll just say it like that. So I think either you need to get someone that's really strong-minded, like a Brian Flores, who's not going to take any mess, even though he's a defensive-minded guy, then hopefully he can put together a really good offensive staff, or you've got to go get a guy that has offensive chops and figure out what the hell they're going to do with Kyler Murray. They already gave him the contract extension, so it's almost like you're stuck with him. And by the way, you're not really going to have him a whole lot in 2023. So basically, it's almost like this first year that whoever the head coach in Arizona is going to be, it's almost like a redshirt year. It's really bizarre, man. I think that's why they still are looking for a head coach.
It is going to be very bizarre. There's a lot of different places, a lot of different coaches, excuse me, that are still looking around. They're still looking around and trying to be that guy. I do wonder what that situation ends up being there in Arizona, because they're a team that, you know, they have the quarterback that they think is going to be part of their future, but, you know, how many people want to tie themselves to that? They're also a team that, you know, you look at it, they got DeAndre Hopkins, they've got Buda Baker. They're not deprived of talent on that roster. And I do wonder, you know, what kind of coach they want to bring in to spice that up there. We'll keep an eye on that situation. Next week, though, the Super Bowl is on. We'll be able to talk about that in that matchup right here on the Friday edition of the Locked On NFL podcast. Thanks so much for checking out the show. Q, any final words for our guests here today?
No, we'll be on Radio Row next week, man. I said no, and then I gave you some more.
I was going to be like, no, but I'm going to keep talking.
yes, we'll be on Radio Row next week in Arizona. So excited about that. So we'll bring you all the sights and sounds from the site of Super Bowl 57. Should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Do check out Q. He's going to be on Radio Row. He's that guy. That's the thing. You don't know about Q, you go and learn. But Q will be there at Radio Row. We'll still have this show, Locked On NFL Podcast, next week right here on the Locked On NFL Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, with my friend and co-host, your boy Q, back next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you on Super Bowl weekend.